It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
State Farm Celebrate My Drive. This is an event that they've done in the past, either last year, and a lot of area schools participated, including Rova High School, their FCCLA, which is the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America organization, participating again this year. And State Farm will be donating $100,000 to the winning school. Also a chance for a concert, a local concert, with this year the country group, the band Perry. Last year, I think it was Katy Perry, if I'm not mistaken. Pat Nelson, the teacher and the advisor for this group, in studio with us. But we've got a whole studio full of Rova students. Let's start. I'm going to let you all introduce yourselves. I'm going to start to my right here. Tell me your name and what year you are.
I'm Corey Jackson, and I'm a sophomore.
All right.
Jasmine Barsom, and I'm a junior.
Danielle Howard, and I'm a junior.
Alyssa Ingalls, and I'm a freshman.
Katie Spring, and I'm a senior.
Allie Chastine, and I'm a junior.
All right. Well, let's start. We're going to start back on this, and now with you, Allie. Tell us a little bit about what this is, this Celebrate My Drive Challenge, and kind of what it means to you.
Okay. Celebrate My Drive is a safe driving program sponsored by State Farm, and it encourages students that just got their license to drive safe.
All right. And, you know, and it's something we see, especially when you have the school in the rural areas, that I know you guys, depending on where you live, if you don't live in Oneida, you probably do a lot of driving getting back and forth to the school. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So kind of talk about your role and the FCCLA's role in this program.
FCCLA is the only student-led organization with the family as the central focus. And since family is the central focus, safe driving programs such as Celebrate My Drive are very important because they help ensure that fewer car accidents will occur due to an increase in public awareness.
Well, and any one of you girls can address this, but I know the Rova District especially has lost some kids over the years in tragic auto accidents. Does that something that you remember and really is something you think about when your time to drive comes up?
I do believe that the two students that we have lost from Rova do play a huge effect in us wanting to bring awareness to kids driving safely.
Now, as far as the Celebrate My Drive, as far as you guys are, I guess, kind of leaders in this in the school, I mean, do you get a lot of support from your classmates and schoolmates?
Yes, we do.
All right. Is it just about, it's like, oh, it would be great for the school to win this money, even better to have the concert, or is it just, yeah, this is something we really need to be aware of?
Well, I think it's kind of like a mixture of both. Like, we used the money last year for a lot of things, so I feel like everyone's all like, oh, yeah, we need the money and stuff, but we also feel like having those two losses in our school that we really want people to be aware of safe driving.
Who can talk about the T-shirts? You got some cool Halloween-type T-shirts on here.
I will have any of you just step up. Look. Oh,
well,
don't be shy.
Our T-shirt says, "Don't be haunted by an accident you can prevent," and it has a ghost on it, and it's bright orange and black for Halloween themed.
There you go. All right.
Was this something specific to Rova? Did somebody locally design these, or is this something on a bigger program?
Yes, our Leadership Through Service class designed it as a class.
Neat.
Now, you guys obviously, as you mentioned, participated last year, and you didn't get first, but you placed in the top 10 and won some money. That had to be kind of fun.
Yes. Last year we won $25,000 through the Celebrate My Drive program, and we used 10% to go towards the Safe Driving Carnival for our school. To thank our community for their help, we used the rest of the money for an LED marquee to link the school and the community, and a new trophy case to show our academic and non-academic awards.
Okay, so I guess the big question is, what is it that you have to do to win? What is it that goes on? What is it that you guys do? And obviously you have to have some participation from fans of your group or of the school.
Today through the 24th, you go on to www.celebratemydrive.com, and you can commit to Rova. It'll ask you for your email address, and you put that in, and then you say Rova is what you're committing for. It'll ask you a few safe driving questions, and then you will have committed for Rova and help us towards our goal. Plus, you can commit one time per email address. So if you have 20 email addresses, you can commit 20 times for each email address.
Mm-hmm. So it is the winner, the school that gets the most commits from people, is that?
The winner is the one who gets the most commitments that are legible or
legitimate email addresses.
Email
okay.
Addresses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what does the winner get once again?
The winner receives $100,000 and a Ben Perry concert, and there's two categories. There's the large schools and the smaller schools, and Rova's obviously in the smaller category.
Yeah. Say that that you're able to take the top honor this year in the small school category, $100,000. What do you know? What is their plans for what that money would be used for?
We really don't have any specific plans because we're really just focused on getting all those commitments to win.
Mm-hmm. And how about as far as the concert? Are you going to have it like on the football field? Where the heck would that happen? The Ben Perry concert, that would be huge.
It'd have to be somewhere where they can host our entire school, which isn't really all that much. And we're not really sure where they could host it yet. It might be, it'd probably be somewhere in Galesburg, maybe as far as Peoria.
I don't think the cafeteria would probably work for this one. I don't know.
I'm just saying. No, it probably wouldn't.
Yeah, they might scale down. But are you, any of you country music fans, are you familiar with the band Perry?
Yes, I love the band Perry very much.
Well, good. So that gives you extra incentive to do a good job here.
See, we're trying to figure out what they're going to do next year because you had Katy Perry last year, the band Perry this year. We're trying to figure out who's left. Now, Steve Perry was the lead singer of Journey, which you guys may have never heard of. And then there was Joe Perry, who was the lead guitar player for a band called Aerosmith that you may have never heard of. So I don't know who's left for him to get. Who would you hope for if they do it next year?
Perry the Platypus?
There you go.
Hadn't thought of that one.
We're talking with members of the Rova FCCLA. It's the Celebrate My Drive Challenge that State Farm sponsors, a chance for the school to win a $100,000 grant, plus a Ben Perry concert in the spring. Now, as far as all the voting, you said you have through the 24th of this month that you can vote?
Yes, through the 24th of October.
Mm-hmm. And then when will they announce the winners?
I do believe it's on around the 25th through the 26th, or maybe again on to the next week once they figure out.
Actually, it should be announced in December.
Either way, it'll be sometime soon, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's not only, as you guys found out last year, it's not just the top school gets a prize. I mean, what place did you end up in last year?
We were in the top 10.
Top 10, okay. So, and with that, the $25,000, so you'd like to improve on that position. Obviously, you'd like to be the top position. So, again, tell us again where people can go to help out the Rova FCCLA.
You can go to celebratemydrive.com and just commit for Rova. And we also have to thank our State Farm agent, Sean Mason. He's been really great, and he's really helped us get the word out, and we love having him there for us.
So again, on celebratemydrive.com, any legitimate email address you've got, put it on there. Make up some if you have to. Get some new Yahoo and Google addresses, right? Ladies, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.